Well, hello again. I think we have a few new faces from Sunday school, but just going to give a brief general update of what's going on. Here's Eve. Thankfully she's sleeping. She was screaming earlier, I understand. But this past year has been a year of change and a year of challenge as well. But we have been serving in the Middle East for almost 10 years. And it was 2006 when we were appointed and we went overseas. And from the beginning, this church has been a big part of supporting us with a lot of prayer. And we really appreciate that. And we definitely have needed it and have felt it throughout the years. And so we appreciate that. And we definitely need you to continue to pray for us. We're in a very dark area of the world and in a very dark country. And so we are, every day we're faced with, spiritual forces and spiritual battles and spiritual warfare. And so we feel it on a lot of levels, and we know that Satan doesn't want us to be there. And this is his playground. And so we just appreciate your prayers. Pray for us. Pray that we would be faithful to the Lord. Just most importantly, mm-hmm. Faithful to the Lord. Faithful to share. Faithful to go out when he wants us to go out. Faithful to talk to the people that he wants us to talk to. And to say the words that he wants us to say. We do as much as we can to get to the gospel as quickly as we can. And we're trying to meet as many people as we can and share as much as we can with when we do meet them. We're looking for people that are open, people that God is already working on their hearts. And it can get discouraging because we don't see a lot of people that are open. Even though we do share a lot, we don't see a lot of people that are saying, yes, I want to, to know more about what you're talking about. This is really interesting. We do hear people that are saying that's interesting, but they'll say, okay, that's nice that you shared that, but this is what we believe. And of course, what we believe is accurate. And so just pray that, that we would have opportunities to share, that we'd get to the gospel. And pray that that the Holy Spirit would be opening people's hearts to be open to the gospel, to the truth. We can't save anybody while we're there. It's not our job to save anybody, thankfully. It's our job to share, and it's our job to be faithful, to do what the Spirit leads us to do, and to share with the people he wants us to share with. And just pray that the Spirit would open up hearts to the truth. Mm-hmm. So over the past year, we've had a new addition to the family here, and this is Eve Gloria, and so we're so thankful for her, and we're excited to have her grow up in the setting that we're living over there. And let's see, what else can we share here? Just we also have Joseph and Faith here. They're sitting there. And they're having fun. We take them along with us as we go to visit people and to visiting people's homes. And they enjoy going along with us. And just pray for them as well. Pray that they will grow in their faith as believers. And pray that they will. We'd love to see their heart for the lost as well. And it's a privilege to see them praying for their unsaved friends that are there in the community. And just pray for them. Pray for our family, that we would be just a light in this community that we're living in. And as we shared in the Sunday school just a little bit ago, we've been living in the same village, in the same country, and the same community, village, for 4.5 years. So please lift us up as we, go into the future. Should we continue in this village? There's a lot of other villages that we could also move to or focus on. And so we just need direction as far as that goes. And so We've shared a lot of truth. We shared the gospel a lot in this village. There's a lot of Bibles that have gone out. And so we just need to know if God wants us to continue to, you know, plow ahead through this in this village. We have a lot of precious friends, precious Arab Muslim friends, Shia. And, yeah, just pray for wisdom for us. And we continue, we pray for, we are very thankful for your continued support. All right. Thank you.